Hi, folks. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus welcoming you to a special edition Friday Drivecast. Today and the next three Fridays, we're going to focus on praying the scripture, on highlighting the book of Psalms, which happens to be the prayer book of the Old Testament. And today we're going to pray through a very familiar psalm. It's the Lord is my shepherd psalm, Psalm 23. So I invite you to grab your favorite Bible if you need one or turn one on and follow along as we pray through these six familiar verses. And before we start, these psalms, they stand alone brilliantly without any additional commentary. And for sure, they're God's inspired words. So I revere and respect this Hebrew meditation literature greatly. But as you hear me pray these verses, I let the verses take me where the Spirit leads. And so, normally I'll begin by asking and inviting the Holy Spirit to help me pray God's word back to Him before I start. And I always pray the scripture out loud. I want to hear it, and my brain needs to hear God's word so that I can get it in me really good, and so that I'm able to recall it throughout the day. So enough with the preliminaries. Let's pray through Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd psalm. So let's begin. Today, June 26, Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. My desires today will be met by you. So I thank you first and foremost for my daily bread and for sustaining me the way you have throughout all these years. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside still waters. So today, help me to be satisfied and content with where you take me and with what you supply me. Keep me teachable and leadable today. You restore my soul. You guide me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. So I thank you today, June 26, for reminding me that I am both body and soul. There's more to me than just a physical body. My soul has been restored. It's been redeemed by your Son Jesus' death and resurrection. So today, guide both my body and soul in paths marked out for me. Paths of righteousness, as your word says. And for your name's sake, Lord, so that you get the glory out of the way that I live my life today and the choices that I make. And even though I'm led, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your word says, I will fear no evil today. Why, Lord? Because you promised to be with me. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, physical death it's a mere shadow of what it could have been apart from Jesus coming into my life. So help me today, June the 26th, to choose life over death today. To speak life into those that I come in contact with. To be courageous because you're holding in your hand the shepherd's rod and staff, and that brings great comfort to me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I want to thank you for reminding me today that I'm invited and have table fellowship with you, that there's a seat reserved in the heavenlies. Ephesians 2, verse 6, for me in Christ Jesus. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. So I want to thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life today, Lord. And may I live out of the Spirit's power, exhibiting the produce of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control, and send the people into my life today, June the 26th, who will help cultivate these characteristics in me today. Finally, thank you for your goodness and mercy, which will follow me today, and I will dwell in the house, in your house forever, and Lord, I'll be your house. The scripture says my body's a temple. It's the place in which you dwell. Amen. So there you have it, an example of allowing each Bible verse to take us in the direction that the Spirit wants us to go that day. And, you know, if I pray these verses again and again, it's going to sound distinctly different each time that I open my eyes and my heart to the Bible. So some days I'll make it through one or two verses, and that's all God needs to help get me jump-started to begin praying. And on other days, I'll need time to warm up to prayer. So I might have to read one psalm over again, or two or three psalms out loud before following the passage's prompts. So you can never go wrong with an open Bible along with a combination of your own voice. Like I said in the beginning, the Psalms, they're the church's prayer book, and it's an inspired text together with your life experiences, and that's what makes prayer feel less like a to-do and more of a relationship with the Good Shepherd. So I hope that this has been helpful, and if you get a chance to tune in with us again next Friday, we'll pray through another psalm. We'll share the techniques to help you develop your own method of praying the Scripture back to God. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.